The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, olé the day.
And with that, we welcome you to high school basketball is Class 2A. Sub-state play from Valley Heights High School as tonight in the semifinal game, Marhill Mount Academy is up against Riverside. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph, our producer and engineer in the K-Radio Sports Studios. Tom Counts with you here courtside. It's so good to have you along with us this evening. And this is it. This is what these guys have been playing for. They've been battling adversity of every description to get through the season, and these teams have come now to sub-state basketball. The winners will move on to play Saturday. Tell you what, public address announcer getting set to introduce these teams. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. We'll bring you the starters, a little info about both of these clubs. The first of our two games tonight, by the way. We got a second one coming up at 8 o'clock. But right now, taking a break, we'll return here to Valley Heights High School right after this.
Colorectal cancer is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. Most cases of colon cancer are treatable when caught early. Screening colonoscopies should start at age 50 and are covered by most insurance. Amberwell surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren provides screening colonoscopies and removes polyps or benign growths before cancer has the chance to develop or spread. If you are 50 years of age or older, call Dr. Warren at 913-367-6682 to schedule your screening colonoscopy today.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts too, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Valley Heights High School here, Blue Rapids, Kansas, basically just a little bit north of Manhattan, west of Marysville, west and south, and this is the site for this Class 2A sub-state. Public address announcer beginning to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand. With that in mind, please allow me to introduce the starters to you. First of all, for the Riverside Cyclones, they come into the ballgame at 14-6 under head coach Tyler Herbster. They're going to be starting Bray Davies, a 5'8" senior, 5'10" junior, Nehemiah Bird. A senior in 5'10" is going to be Braden Chalfant. Kobe Davis is a 6' junior, and in the middle standing 6'3", the senior, Xavier Stillman. Riverside in its blue and blue. It's a North Carolina blue and navy blue uniform. For Marhill Mount Academy, the Ravens coming in at 15-5 under head coach Brad Kunicki. And for the Ravens tonight, you're going to find starting four seniors and a junior. The junior is going to be Drew Caudill. The four seniors, Colbrin Korbelik, Brody Mispagel, Kenny Howard, and Shane Soxie. I was joking with Coach Kunicki prior to the start of this. I said, hey, Coach, this late in the season, you're not going to kind of throw me any curves and change up the starters. He goes, yeah, maybe just one or so. So, tell you what, Ravens look ready to go. Morehill Mount Academy in their home white uniforms with black and gold lettering and trim. Alternate possession will put the basketball in play from the near side, and it will belong to Riverside. Logistically, I am high atop the stands on what I will call the southeast corner, in the very corner of the gymnasium atop the stands, the scorer's table on the far side away from me. Riverside puts the ball in play. We're underway in this 2A sub-state game. Riverside will pass to the free throw line. The bounce to the middle is going to be stolen away by Connell. Outlet down the left side, quickly to Corbley. He'll drop it into the corner and cannot stop quickly enough and will travel with the basketball. Riverside's going to have a back in play. MHMA is going to go to player defense full court on this inbound. It'll come in on the right side to Bray Davies. Davies will quickly dump it into the forward court, taking it down the left side. It's going to be Braden Chauvin back out on top to Davies. We're about a half a minute in. Hard to see the scoreboards as the side baskets are rolled up and right in front of them. Here's a baseline shot. It's up against the three. And Bray Davies to Riverside starts the scoring. 3-0. Cyclones. Back up before the basketball. Here comes MHMA. Out on top of it is going to be Brody Mispagel. Puts it off on top. Shane Soxie. Soxie will get it back to Brody. Mispagel between the feet. Cuts back to the left side. Now changes direction quickly. Goes to the right. Gets it to Drew. Connell comes out on top again to Soxie. Playing at the high post. In the middle of Kenny Howard. His cross court pass is going to be stolen away. Leaping upstairs. Hauling that thing down is going to be Nehemiah Bird. Back up with will come Riverside. They'll have a top of the key. Berg will kick it over to the right side. Take it to there. It's going to be Davies. Long cross-court pass to Chalfant. Skips it into the middle. Comes back out on top. Here's a three from two steps above the three-point line that misses. But the follow-up and in Xavier Stillman. It is 5-0 Riverside in the opening minute and a half of the ball game. Ravens looking for their first point. The pass is going to come into the middle of Soxie. He will fade away, shoot too strong. Rebounding it down is going to be Riverside. Cyclones back up the court, leading it 5-0. Into the lane. The turnaround shot from 15 is off the way to McGovern. But the official waves it off. There is going to be a blocking foul against MHMA, and the official immediately indicates it is prior to the shot, waves it off. First foul of the ball game is on Brody Mispagel. Coming in from their baseline, right in front of the stage on the west end of the gymnasium. Cyclones will launch it all the way into the backcourt. It'll be retrieved back there by Bray Davies. And Riverside is back on offense. Little left-hand dribble coming to the top. It's going to be Braden Chauvin. Chauvin dumps it down to the baseline. Two-handed layup is up and missed this time by Stillman. Ravens coming up with a rebound. Soxie down to the baseline. Feeds in the middle of Korblik. He's got three defenders around him and puts a shot up. It won't drop. Rebounding it down. Riverside. Cyclones back into the forecourt, taking it down the left side, dish it off into the corner. Long cross-court pass is going to be leaped in the air and stolen away. Here comes Caudill. Drive, shoot, scores. Drew Caudill gets the Ravens on the board. It is 5-2. We're at 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Now the steal across again by Caudill. He'll cut left, goes in, finger roll, scores it. 5-4 on back-to-back steals and breakaway baskets by Drew Caudill. Riverside with the basketball in their lead. Now trimmed to one. Now have it over on the right side. Feed down to the baseline. The layup. Nehemiah puts it up and remains at Xavier. Xavier Stillman puts it up and in. 7-4 Riverside. Ravens will have trouble. They battled very hard with this team in their first meeting. Now the cross-court pass is stolen. It's a jailbreak. Nehemiah Bird up and in. 9-4. You can see there's some butterflies on the part of both of these teams here in the early going of the opening quarter. And it's now 9-4 Riverside. Ravens back over to the left side. Cottle has it, skips it down over to Soxy, tries to back in, can't. Feedback in the middle of Soxy. Over to the left side. Miss Pagel goes for three. Missed it. Rebound tipped down, and Kenny Howard is over the back. Kenny picking up his first personal foul. It'll be team foul two for MHMA. Coming at 4 minutes and 40 seconds to go, opening quarter. Ravens will make their first substitution of the ball game. Checking in is going to be Parrish Beagle. Beagle's going to come in, and again, the Ravens are going to press the upcourt play out the inbound in the backcourt. Braden Chalfant with it. Kicks it over to the left side. Nehemiah Bird down to the baseline left. Kobe Davis, he's hardly touched the ball, and now his pass is going to be too tall and go out of play in the backcourt. And for the Ravens, the benefit of that thing having gotten away and going all the way to the other end is that MHMA is going to have it in play down at their baseline. A couple of new players checking into the game for Riverside. They're going to bring in 6'5 senior Miles Edwards. Here's a Raven three. Knocked. Rebound pulled down by Riverside. And the other new player in, Todrick Duncan, a 6-foot sophomore. The shot goes up, no. Followed up, no. Rebound tipped out, saved by Riverside. Here's a three from the corner, no. Rebound Riverside. And they're going to have another offensive board. Driving into the right side is going to be Nehemiah Bird. Misses the layup. Rebound is on the floor. Again rebounded by Riverside. The kick to the right. The drive into the baseline. Off the block. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the floor. Wait a minute. They will not call a foul. They're going to say that ball was tipped away. And Raven stepped on the baseline trying to steal it. Soxie is going to come out of the game for Moore Hill Mount Academy. And checking in for the Ravens, MHMA is going to bring Stanton Shepherd into the game. 3:45 to go in the opening quarter. Here's a runner up and missing. Rebound. Stanton comes down with the board this time. Ravens will come into the forecourt. It is a 9-4 lead, Riverside. Drew Cottle has all the scoring so far for MHMA. Here's a pass over to the right. Korbelik will drive into the lane, goes in, kisses it off the window, and scores it. Colburn Korbelik. And it's now 9-6 Riverside. Cyclones back down the floor. Over to the left side, Nehemiah Bird. He'll kick it down to the baseline, and the shot up off the window. A good Miles Edwards for two. So Edwards, having just come into the ballgame, gets his first points. It's 11-6. And right now, Riverside doing a good job of holding the lead, maintaining the advantage, keeping it about 3-5. Here's a shot blocked away by Bird. Bird will come down with a loose ball, go coast to coast, drive, shoot, and score. Ravens need to get time out. They're going to take it right here. And we're going to enjoy the break along with them. We're down to 2 minutes and 56 seconds to go in the opening quarter. It is Riverside 13, MHMA 6.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try the popcorn shrimp basket or wild Alaskan fish sandwich featuring crispy, wild, caught Alaskan pollock that's pleasingly crunchy outside with a tender inside. And the March blizzard of the month is the mint Oreo. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Welcome back. We're in Blue Rapids, Kansas, at Valley Heights High School. Is that an oxymoron? Well, neither here nor there. Ravens are going to be putting the basketball in play from deep in the backcourt, finding themselves trailing by 7. This is the largest lead of the ball game by Riverside. And here comes Parrish Beagle up the floor. He'll be met at midcourt by Bray Davies. Parrish takes it into the forecourt, first down the right side. Kicks it there to Korbelik. Colburn into the lane. The little jump shot. Nope. And rebound. Pulled down by Miles Edwards. Here comes Riverside. They'll come out on top. Dish it left. The cut into the lane. The feed to the baseline. Edwards shot rejected. Nice block by Drew Cottle. And now the Ravens are going to take Kenny Howard out of the game. And Shane Soxie will check back in. Inside 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. With the basketball, the Cyclones lead 13-6. Out on top, they're going to come in. quickly back over to the left side. Bird cuts loose for three. Rims it out. No. Rebound, Soxie. Here come the Ravens. Beagle down to the right side. Shepard. Back out on top. Caudle. MHMA having just a hard time getting into the middle against this team. 15-footer. Soxie for two. First points of the ball game for Shane. 13-8. Riverside. We're now inside 2 minutes of play in the first quarter. Kick pass is going to come out on top. The skip will go to the right block. The shot is up off the window, but no good. The rebound is over the back. No foul call, but the follow is up and in. Knocking it down, Miles Edwards, and now he's at 4 points. It is now 15-8. And for the second time in the game, Riverside leads by seven. Colburn Korbelik accelerates to the left side, starts down the side of the lane. Cut off defensively by Nehemiah Bird. Brings it back out on top to Stanton. He will turn and shoot, won't get it. And a board pulled back down by Riverside. Braden Chalfin coming down with the rebound. Skip pass is going to go to the left side. They'll start to drive in. Long lob over to the right. Bird looks into the middle. A little behind the back pass. Again, off the block. The shot is up. Blocked by the Ravens. Coming up with the blocks is Soxie. Here they come, coast to coast. The shot. Drew Caudle for two more. The Ravens' best scoring has come with Drew just challenges into the middle and goes to the rim. On the upcourt play, we're going to have a Raven foul. It is going to be Stanton Shepard in his first. That'll be team foul three for MHMA. Riverside has not committed a foul yet in this game. Checking back in for the Cyclones is going to come Xavier Stillman. Inbound, comes out on top. It's going to be Braden Chalfin with it. Kicks it back over to the left side to Bird. Top side Chalfin into the lane from about 12. Nope, rebound. Pulled down by Stanton Shepard, and he gets fouled. That's going to be the first foul on Riverside tonight. Coming with 56 seconds to go in the first quarter. So Braden Chalfant will have foul number one, and the Ravens will walk it up the floor. Riverside's going to drop all the way back now into the Raven forecourt and pick up the player defense there. Top side with the basketball, Caudle. Now out to Soxie. He'll turn from 14. Got the roll. Shane Soxie with four. 15-10. Or excuse me, 15-12 with that bucket. 15-12. Raymond's treading it by three. The feed to the middle. A rotating shot is up off the back window. No good. Rebound tipped again. Stan Shepard coming down with the board. He'll kick it over to the right side, and it was anticipated by Bray Davies, who steps in front of the pass, steals it back. Riverside is going to maintain possession of the basketball. Davies will have it on the right side, lumps it out on top to Nehemiah. Bird kicks it over to the left corner to Chalfant. Braden's cross-court pass back to the right side. Down to the baseline, no room there. Lob out on top, trying to shake the defense. Back over to the right side, it's going to come. The baseline three is up, but it's way too strong. And there's the buzzer that ends the opening quarter. First quarter in the sub-state game is in the books. We've got a timeout. We'll be back. The end of one. Your score. Riverside, 15. Mario Mount Academy 12.
When it comes to your money, are you looking for all the conveniences of a big bank, but with the advantages of a local community bank? Come see our team at Union State Bank of Atchison. We offer all the services you would expect, like a mobile app and online banking, loans for personal and business needs, and several types of checking and savings accounts with no hassle. Union State Bank offers 7 locations to serve you, all with the small town feel and personal service you want. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. NMLS number 1816323, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Happy to have you with us here in Blue Rapids, Kansas, where we've come to the end of the opening quarter. MHMA is going to be heading in play at midcourt, and for the Ravens, a one-player change in the lineup to begin the second quarter as Aaron Knoll is in the game now. Parrish Beagle will be putting it in bounds to Knoll. You've got Soxie, Shepard, and Caudle, the other three out there for the Ravens. Markham Mount Academy back on offense. Aaron Knoll out on top. Ravens had no perimeter shooting success yet in the game, and Aaron Knoll can certainly bring that facet. He's a great shooter. Here's a little baseline runner that's got to be up by Parrish. No good. And rebound hauled back down by Miles Edwards. Here comes Riverside. Quickly down the floor. The launch of the three. In, out, and no good. That thing was halfway down. Kicked out. nearly went in a second time, and then carried away again. The Ravens are going to come up with it. Carter with a rebound into the forecourt. He will come. 7.5 to go in the half. Ravens with the basketball, down 3. They've trailed by as many as 7. The lob underneath the Stanton Shepherd, and it's going to be stolen away, and now they're going to say, stepping on the baseline with a basketball, Chalfin will give it back to the Ravens. Morehamon Academy is going to make a few additional substitutions. Back into the game, Brody Mispagel. Back in, Colbrin Korbelik. And entering the game for the Ravens for the first time is going to be Grant Coker. The feed in the middle. Soxie shoots it off the glass and into the Ravens are within one. Shane Soxie has a half a dozen. 15-14 Cyclones lead by a point. A minute into the second quarter. Back out on top with it. A little behind-the-back pass at the baseline. The shot blocked by Soxie. Pulled down by Coker. Here comes Morehamon Academy. A chance at their first lead of the game. The cross-court pass is going to be slapped and knocked out of bounds by Nehemiah Bird. It'll come back in again to the Ravens right in front of the Riverside bench as Kobe Davis checks back into the lineup. Ray Davies and Nehemiah Bird, Kobe Davis. You've got Todrick Duncan and Xavier Stillman. Those are the five right now for Riverside. 6:40 to go in the opening half. Ravens with the basketball, down 1. The winner of this game will go on to meet the winner of our second game tonight. Here's a long shot for the baseline. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Bird. Nehemiah, coast to coast. Shot, no. Rebound. Coker again. Grant coming up with another board. Down the court the other way. The shot is up. Won't go in, and they're going to call a travel on the Ravens' Colburn Corbelet. Our second game here this evening is going to feature Valley Falls and Wash County. Here's a skip over to the right side, drop it a shoulder, the shot goes up, no, and there's a travel on the other end by Riverside and Xavier Stillman. Ravens again up the floor. We're now at 6 minutes to play in the first half. Over to the right side is going to be Coker, and he is way to the right side. He was just off the out of bounds at the 28-foot mark. Now on top the three. There it is! The three-point bucket by Brody Mispangling for the first time tonight. The Ravens have taken the lead. It's 17-15 MHMA. 5:47 to go in the first half. The fans are few in number. It is limited in attendance, but they have not come near meeting the limit numbers. We're going to have a shot in the middle. It's going to be up and good, plus one. Nehemiah Bird hits the bucket falling away. The Ravens, Shane Soxie, will have his first foul. And Nehemiah Bird, with that bucket, has 6 points. A chance for one more right here as he's tied the game at 17. Shin's gotten really quiet. The free throw's up. It is no good. Ravens rebounded down. It's a 17-17 ball game. 5.5 to play in the half. Back out on top with it, Stanton Shepherd. Ravens are looking over to the right side. Korbelik. Colburn starts in, goes in, high off the glass, misses it. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Todrick Duncan. Riverside back up floor with the ball. Skip pass is going to come over to the left side. Riverside to get to the Kobe Davis. There the feed underneath. Big guy goes up, horses up, no. Rebound underneath, followed up, yes. Todrick Duncan puts Riverside back in front by a pair at 19-17. We're inside 5 minutes to go in the half. Now as the Ravens come back into the forecourt. MHMA out on top is going to be Colbert. Over to the left side, Drew Caudill. Kenny Howard is back in the game. He'll take it deep in the left corner. Ravens are going to rotate it back out on top. We've seen a switch in the defense. Now they're a 2-1-2 and a driving shot. Caudill, he splits the defense, goes up and in. Drew Caudill with 8. Stepping over to the right side, thinking about the 3, passing it up. Bird will take it, dumps it over to the left side to Chalfin. He'll go into the lane. It's going to be knocked out of his hands by Korbelik, and here come the Ravens. It's a 2-on-2 break. Driving down. Brody, Korbelik, good. Colburn hits the shot. Brody gets the assist. Ravens now lead it 21-19. We're at 4:10 to go in the half. These two teams have proven to be very evenly matched. Skip pass over to the left side. And back out on top with it will come Riverside. Cyclones doubled up on the near corner, dropping a shoulder, bunny hopping in. A one-handed runner by Bray Davies is good. He hit the first bucket of the ballgame, a long three, and with that shot, he ties it again now at 21. 3:45 to go in the first half. And again, a 2-1-2 zone. Here's a shot for Cottle for three. Too strong. And a rebound pulled back down by Riverside. Back up four with it, Cyclones. They have spread the floor now. They've basically gone almost to a four-corner style offense. Deep in the left corner, way out on top, now deep in the right. Long cross-court pass bounced immediately back to the top of the key where the three by Nehemiah, no. And a rebound, Drew Cottle. Here comes MHMA. 3 minutes to play. 3 minutes to play in the first half. The feed in the middle of Kenny Howard, knocked out of his hands. It's rolling around. Kenny's able to rescue it, but then steps out of bounds, and the Ravens are going to give it back to Riverside. For him out Academy, putting a trio of substitutions in. Harry Spiegel comes back in. Shane Soxie comes back in. And entering the game for the first time this evening is going to be Andrew Schwinn. But before that happens, Riverside is utilizing a timeout. We shall also. Clock rolling down out of 2:55 to go. We're in the opening half. It's Marham Out Academy. Riverside deadlocked at 21.
Since 1972, Acheson Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Acheson Construction, a company you know and trust.
Good to have you back with us as we return. Riverside puts the ball in play. They'll have it up way up top side. Braden Shalfin beats inside. Shot is up. No good. Offensive rebound cleared down in the lane. Comes back out on top to Nehemiah Bird. Bird with a half a dozen points. Leads his team in scoring. He will cut into the lane. Put up an off-balance shot and hit it. Nehemiah Bird, an outstanding player. Has 8 points. 23-21 Riverside. Here's Drew Cottle to Parrish. Back over to the right side. Miss Pagel. Three off the window! Oh, my goodness! Brody Miss Pagel. 2 threes here in the second quarter. Ravens in front, 24-23. 2:10 to go in the half. Riverside. Back down to the baseline left. Into the corner. Hands of Tondrick Duncan. Comes on top. A three launch from there. That's an air ball. It was out of bounds on the fly. And Braden Shelvin very disappointed in himself. And the Ravens are going to have it back in. Now for Riverside, an interesting switch as their big center, Xavier Stillman, comes out. Bray Davies, the original starting point guard, will come back into the game. So for Riverside, they become much, much smaller. Brody Mispagel into the forecourt, goes left side. Above the circle is going to be Shane Soxie. He'll dish it over to Cottle. Drew on top to Parrish. Parrish steps in from 14. Gets it. Parrish Spiegel for two. His first point of the evening. And it's now 26-23. Ravens up three. This is their largest lead of the game. We're at a minute and a half to go in the half. Riverside left side, Braden Shalfin to Nehemiah. Bird lobs it to the left corner. Back out on top. It's going to come. Long cross court. Stolen by Spiegel. Parrish with a great athletic effort just kind of threw himself through the air, reached out with one arm. Now Miss Pagel, that three won't fall, but the rebound is going to be slapped away. It will come back in play to MHMA. A minute 14 to play in the opening half. Ravens are going to have the basketball in. They lead it 26-23. Cottle putting it in play. He's out there with Pagel, Soxie, Miss Pagel, and Schwinn. Drew looking in, needing some help. Skips it in finally to Andrew. They go to the baseline. Soxie back to Schwinn, passing up an uncontested three. Gives it out on top to Soxie, who's three steps above the circle. He will not take that shot. Drives to the free throw line. Looks it back over to the right side. Driving into the lane. Cottle falling away. Shoots and somehow knocks it in. What an acrobatic surface shot by Drew Cottle. The Ravens go up now 28-23. 49 seconds to play in the half. Nehemiah Bird into the lane. A shot sideways is up and in by Nehemiah. He's got 10. It's 28-25. Ravens with the ball and with a half a minute to go before the locker room. Out on top, Miss Pagel. To Cottle, Drew, again, accelerates into the lane, goes around his defender, puts a shot up, it misses, and the rebound is hauled down by Braden Chalfant. Chalfant kicks left side, Davies for three, off the rim, rebound Cottle, plenty of time, 14 seconds left. Cottle's going to have the ball knocked out of his hands, it's going to get away, it's going to go out of bounds, he'll say it's off the Ravens. A golden opportunity for Riverside with 10 seconds to go before a halftime, finding themselves trailing by three, an opportunity to tie this thing at intermission. It'll be put in play directly between the scorer's table and the Raven bench. MHMA is going to bring Coker back into the game. They're going to have Aaron Noel out there. Korbelik. Soxie. Cottle. Here's a shot missing. Followed up and in by Edwards. Ravens come up the court. The shot at the buzzer for three is all off the mark, and we are at intermission. What an incredible and entertaining first half of high school basketball in this Class 2A substate at Valley Heights High School. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you as we go to intermission. For Humana Academy, 28, Riverside 27.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Colorectal cancer is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. Most cases of colon cancer are treatable when caught early. Screening colonoscopies should start at age 50 and are covered by most insurance. Amberwell surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren provides screening colonoscopies and removes polyps or benign growths before cancer has the chance to develop or spread. If you are 50 years of age or older, call Dr. Warren at 913-367-6682 to schedule your screening colonoscopy today.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Hello, this is Scott with Urban Lawn Care. You may think that winter will never end, but now is the time to get your plan for a lush, green, weed-free lawn in place. Urban Lawn Care offers a convenient and affordable six-step plan that addresses crabgrass, dandelions, insect control, and fertilizer. Or we can customize a plan for your specific needs. Urban Lawn Care is a full-service company offering landscaping, hardscaping, dirt work, tree service, mulch, rock, and extermination services. Estimates are free. Call 913-367-4478. Our business is in the green.
Welcome back to the 2A High School Substate here at Valley Heights. I'd like to remind you that this game is being brought to you by the station, its advertisers, and the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of both Care Radio and the KSHSAA. How many ways can this game be close? The score at halftime, 28-27. Each team has had five scores. Each team's leading scorer has 10 points. Riverside paced by Nehemiah Bird with 10. Miles Edwards, 6, 5 for Bray Davies. Xavier Stillman with 4 and 2 for Todrick Duncan. For the Ravens, it was Drew Cottle with 10. A half a dozen apiece for Brody Mispagel and Shane Soxie. Colburn Kobelik with 4 and 2 for Parrish Beagle. No one on either team in any kind of foul trouble. In fact, Riverside committed one foul in the entire first half. The Ravens committed 4. One each on 4 different players. Stick around. Second half of this one's going to be fantastic. You won't want to miss it. And then, of course, it'll be the second half of our basketball doubleheader this evening as Valley Falls and Valley Heights will be playing at the 8 o'clock game. With that said, we're taking a break. We'll be back with the second half live, but right now with the intermission score. Murhamana Academy 28, Riverside 27. Back to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He's got halftime.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball with Tom Kautz doing the sub-state. We'll be returning to the game in just a minute. Coming up tomorrow evening, we've got high school basketball as well as we go to the girls' sub-state. We have a single game on the schedule right now for tomorrow evening. It will be JCN and Mission Valley Girls taking on each other at 5:30 tomorrow evening. So tune in at 5:30 tomorrow evening for Friday night basketball. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area with the scores as I have them.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some first quarter scores. The Lynn Wetmore girls game, it is Wetmore 8 to Lynn's 4 at the first quarter. In the Jeff West Nemaha Central game, right now it is 39 seconds before the end of the second quarter, and we've got Nemaha Central sitting at 31, Jeff West 17. In the Clifton Clyde Jackson Heights game at the end of the first quarter, it was Clifton Clyde girls 8 to Jackson Heights 5. Taking a look at the game that we're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, the Marhill Junior Ravens are leading 28 to Riverside Cyclones 27. We'll be looking at the weather eye forecast in just a moment.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic. From now until April 30th, Blair Feeds is offering $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in 10 lots. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows around 39 tonight under overcast skies, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 58. Lows level off around 33 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies and quiet. Mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday with daytime highs approaching 63. 64 Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's 64 and sunny in downtown Atchison. It feels like 63 out there with the wind out of the east at 9 miles per hour. The relative humidity 30%, the dew point 31 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.06 inches of mercury. 65 in Holton, 66 in Leavenworth, and Hiawatha checking in at 64. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just about a minute.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays, and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back again to Blue Rapids, Kansas, here on the campus of Valley Heights High School. Getting set to go to the second half of tonight's Class 2A boys sub-state game. And what a great one we've got here. Just getting ready for the second half. It's a 28-27 Morehill Mountain Academy lead. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph is our producer engineer in the studio. He's the guy who took such good care of you at halftime. Joseph, thank you very, very much. Tom Councilman here in Riverside puts the ball in play. We're underway in the third quarter. Riverside will have their original starting five. Bray Davies, Nehemiah Bird, Braden Chauvin, Kobe Davis, and Xavier Stillman. And now as it comes into Nehemiah Bird, he's going to be called for an offensive foul as he tries to back into the lane against the Raven defense. Morehill Mountain Academy will be putting it in play from the backcourt. And up with the basketball, Brody Mispagel. Just underway now in the second half. Ravens hanging on to the 28-27 lead. MHMA is led by as many as 5. Riverside is led by as many as 7. And now the ball is going to be knocked away down to the baseline. Lost out of play off the Ravens. Riverside will be back up court with it again. Here come the Cyclones. They'll have it on the left side, right in front of their bench, and head coach Tyler Herbster. Braden Chauvin with the ball. Top side to Bird. Kicks it over to Davies. Bird with it again. Skips inside to the big man, Stillman. Can't get a shot away. Good defense inside by Shane Soxie. Now the kick to the baseline and back out on top. Driving into the middle is Bird. It's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds off MHMA. Back out on top with it. Here comes Riverside. They'll skip it in again to Stillman. Backs in. Can't get in. Out to Bird. The three short. Rebound. Pulled down by Drew. Here he comes. Kicks it left. Colburn has the ball ripped out of his hands. No foul called. It'll go out of bounds. Back to MHMA. The ball coming in. Drew Cottle to do the inbound work. Ravens still leading at 28-27, a little over a minute into the third quarter. Nobody's put a second half point in yet. Here's Soxie for three. Nope. Rebound tipped around. Stillman has it. Gets it away to Bird. Kicks it up the court to Bray Davies. Back out on top to Bird. Two teams have come out a little bit cold, a little bit maybe conservative to begin the second half. And Riverside spent no time in the locker room, about 3 minutes, maybe just a few seconds more than that, and they were right back out on the floor again. So Coach Herbster didn't have a lot to say. Here comes Riverside around to the right side. The fadeaway shot off the window, missing. And rebound, Morehill Mountain Academy. Drew Cottle up the floor with the basketball. He'll work his way over to the left side. Dish it in the corner. Miss Pagel doesn't take the shot. Back out of top to Drew. He will cut to the left side. Skips it over to Brody. Passes up the three again. Hands it out on top to Soxie. 5:50 to go. Soxie for three. Very wide to the left side. And rebound hauled in by Riverside. Bray Davies. Davies over left wing. Ravens are in a zone defense now. 2-3 zone implemented by MHMA, which invites his three-point shot that misses. And Miss Tagle pulls the ball away. And as he comes up the court, thought he might have been fouled, but apparently was not. Ravens will have the offense in. Topside with it. Corbin. Over to the left side. The turnaround by Miss Pagel. In and out. No. Rebound Riverside. And still, 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. We still don't have a second half point. Out of top is going to be Chalbot. Here's one from the left side for three. In a short. Rebound Drew Cottle. These two teams have come from the locker room and they are icy cold. Cottle kicks it left side. Soxie feeds in the center. Miss Pagel puts up a little off-balance shot, but it'll go in. Brody Miss Pagel with 8. and the Ravens have scored first in the second half. They make it 30-27 with 4:40 to go in the third quarter. It has been a low-scoring third. Here's Stillman, trapped down to the baseline, kicks it into the middle of the lane. The layup is going to be up and good by a rapidly cutting to the lane, Nehemiah Bird. 30-29, and another break in the action as Riverside is going to take a timeout here. Joseph, if you'd be so kind, we're at 4:29 to go. Third quarter of play. Ravens 30, Cyclones 29.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Welcome back. The Ravens have the ball in play coming out of that timeout. Here comes MHMA out on top of the basketball. That's going to be Stanton Shepherd. Here's the right side. The three is up and in from the right corner. That's Brody Mistego. He has three threes. He has 11 points. And the Ravens go up now 33-29. We're inside 4 minutes ago in the third quarter. Nehemiah Bird goes in to the lane. Now kicks it back behind him. The layup is good by Todrick Duncan. The defense collapsed around Bird, which you just don't have to do. He's so dangerous. And then he unselfishly shares it with a teammate, laying it in 33-31 Ravens. Here's another three missed Pagel. That one won't go. And rebound down to Nehemiah. He will race into the forecourt, lose the handle for a minute, and we're going to get a foul against one of the Ravens who apparently reached in and committed that foul. Morgan Academy is going to make a duo of substitutions. Miss Pagel and Shepherd come out of the game as Beagle comes back in. Also returning to the floor is going to be Kenny Howard. Riverside with the basketball. They're down by two with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Again, the winner of this one goes on to meet the winner of tonight's second game, which you will hear live on K-Radio between Valley Falls and Valley Heights. Bird goes right side. Cutting in the middle is going to be Chalfant. Off the glass. No. Rebound. Kenny Howard to Soxy. Look at the big guy bringing up the floor. Kicks it over to the right side and throws it to a defender. The ball stolen by Bray Davies. He will go coast to coast. Lays it in, and it's going to be an offensive foul on Bray Davies. That has got Coach Herbster on his feet. Davies picking up personal foul number one. It'll be team foul two of the second half by Riverside. MHMA has committed only one. 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Colbrin Korbelik walks it up the court, gets it across the timeline, out on top to Soxy, now over to the left side to Caudill. He's down at the baseline, kicks it back on the left, driving baseline, now the pass is out on top through a lot of traffic, but rescued by the Ravens. Korbelik kicks it back to Kinney. He'll put one up, it won't drop. Rebound underneath, pulled down by Todrick Duncan. Here comes Riverside. Cyclones back down with it. Nehemiah Bird cuts into the lane. The defense surrounds him, dribbles it out on top, now cuts across to the left side where the jump shot is going to be put up, and it is short. Offensive rebound, followed up an N+1. Miles Edwards, first shot didn't go in. He was able to scrap and get the rebound, followed it up, drew the foul, and a chance at a three-point play as Miles Edwards is coming off the bench to tie this game. It's 33-33. 2 minutes, 26 to go, third quarter. Jim grows quiet. Edward shoots. No. We are tied at 33. Ravens back up the floor. Here's Drew Caudill. Tell you what, you're not going to find more exciting, more hard-fought, more closely competed games anywhere than this one here tonight. Soxy will have it on the right side. Pulls up his dribble. Feeds to the right side of the lane. Back out on top. It'll come to Beagle. Remember, these teams have no shot clock. They can run this offense as long as they wish to. Caudill goes into the lane, puts one up, and it won't drop. Rebound to go back down. It's going to be Todrick Duncan. Here comes Riverside. Quickly down the right side, Bray Davies over to the left. Chalfant, thinking about the shot, doesn't, puts it back out on top, into the hands of Bird. Nehemiah, the runner, no. Rebound, saved underneath by Miles Edwards. He'll feed into the lane. From 11, no. Rebound this time, Soxy. Ravens coming down. 2-on-2. Korblik leans, turns, shoots off the window and missed it. Rebound, Miles Edwards. Here comes Riverside. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. It's tied at 33. We're going to take a timeout, taking a break with Riverside. Again, now at a minute 28 to go in the third. MHMA, Riverside, deadlocked at 33.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn at Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Good to have you with us on this exciting evening of high school basketball here on CARE Radio. Riverside puts it in play. The dish to the baseline. Miles Edwards shot rejected. Gets his own rebound. Follows it. No, but we're going to get two free throws coming for Miles Edwards. The foul on MHMA is going to be whistled on Grant Coker, who just has come in. And Miles Edwards at the line. Two shots. He's 0 for 1 tonight with 8 points off the bench. The first shot is good. Riverside has retaken a lead at 34-33. Minute 18 to go, third quarter. Edwards eyes up the second one. Launches it. Very short. Rebound, Ravens. MHMA down by one as Parrish Beagle pulls down the board, comes into the forecourt. Parrish will have it up top side. We've seen a shift in defenses again for Riverside. Back to the player defense. Driving in, Stanton Shepard shot up short. Rebound pulled down by Edwards. Here comes Nehemiah Byrd down the left side. We're in the last minute of the third. Riverside with the basketball, leading it by a single point. Starting toward the top. Now we'll go to the center circle to Davies. He's way up high. 45 seconds left in the third. Byrd feeds underneath. Todrick Duncan turns and shoots and scores. Duncan makes it 36-33. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. To say this game will be won in the fourth quarter would be, I think, an understatement, although wholly accurate. Here's Parrish Beagle, driving shot, no. Rebound pulled down by Grant, and as he comes down with it, he gets tangled up with and fouled by Braden Chalfant. That'll be the second foul of the ball game by Chalfant, but again, neither of these teams committing many fouls. Team fouls are even at three each here with 20 and a half seconds to go in the third quarter. Ravens bring it in, down three. Out on top, Coker. Right side, Korblik puts it up, and it rolls out. No good. Duncan with a rebound. Here comes Riverside, 2-on-2. All the way to the rack. The shot is up and in. Count it, plus one. That is a huge continuation granted. The bucket is good. The foul on Coker. And an opportunity here for Bray Davies. And a conventional three. And the Ravens have been stuck at 33 points for a very long time. MHMA with only 5 third quarter points, all of them belong to Brody. Riverside has used this quarter to forge their way back into the game. So Davies with the bucket, 7 points, with the free throw, 8 points, and suddenly it's 39-33. Ravens down a half a dozen. And they've got 8 seconds to get the length of the court and get a shot up. It's going to be picked up and into the forecourt. Down the left side, Cottle. 6 seconds. Top of the key with 5. On the right side with 4. Back out the top, Cottle. He'll put up a crazy shot at the buzzer's off the rim, and we come to the fourth quarter. We'll be back. It is going to be a fantastic finish to this one. We go to the fourth quarter in this 2A substate. Now, Riverside, 39, Marham Academy, 33.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall?
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Welcome back to Blue Rapids, Kansas. Here we go to the fourth quarter. The Ravens found themselves being outscored in the third, 12-5. And they have staked Riverside to the 39-33 lead going to the fourth quarter. It'll be Raven basketball to begin it. Harris Beagle brings it in. Brody Mistagel out on top. You've got Jack Cottle, Andrew Schwinn, and Shane Soxie out there for the Ravens and head coach Brad Kunicki. This game determines the team moving on to the championship of the sub-state tomorrow, or rather Saturday. Here's the feed in the middle. Jack backs in, turns, shoots it off the window, but it won't go in. Rebound, Schwinn, followed up, won't go in, and this time the board's going to be cleared away by Xavier Stillman. Ravens missing two shots from close range. Riverside with the lead, and now with the basketball. I anticipate them becoming extraordinarily patient. Let's see what they do. Bird will feed it to the free throw line. Todrick Duncan down to the baseline right, and shuffling his feet, squaring up for a three, Braden Chalfin travels. And Riverside is going to give it back to the Ravens. 7:17 to go in the game. MHMA up the floor, down six. They have trailed by as many as seven way back in the opening quarter. Skip pass over to the left side to Carlo. One of these Ravens guys are going to have to step up and lead his team. Let's see who it's going to be. Beagle comes right side. Miss Pagel back out on top to Schwinn. He went to the middle. Soxie gets it there in traffic. Soxie off the window, scores one. That was a tough shot. Shane Soxie has eight. 39-35. 6:40 to go. The shot down to the baseline on the other side is going to be quickly up and good. Bray Davies. And wasting no time, Riverside again pushes back to that 6-point lead. 41-35. 6.5 to go. Ravens work around to the left. Miss Pagel pulls up his dribble. Skips it out on top to Jack, standing both feet in the center circle. Ravens opening up the floor a little bit. Now Cottle comes down the right side and just the ball. Taken out of his hands by Davies. He'll go the length of the floor, put up a shot that misses. Rebound Xavier Stillman, and it is up and in. Stillman! 43-35, the largest lead of the game, and we're going to have a whistle on the other end of the court. A blocking foul inside. And the Ravens will come to the free throw line for two shots. It is the second foul tonight by Nehemiah Bird. MHMA is going to bring Colbrin Korbelik back in for Andrew Schwinn after the first of Drew Cottle's two free throws. Again, the Ravens scoring only 5 third quarter points. Free throw up and in for Jack, or for Drew. Cottle will have his 11th point. It is now going to be Korbelik and Miss Pagel, Soxie, and looking to see who's on the right side. Beagle and Drew at the line hits both of them. 43-37. Ravens now down, what, some 6 points. Little reverse layup is up and missing. The offensive board was taken away from Soxie and followed in by Dondrick Duncan. Ravens mishandling the ball and trail again by eight. 45-37. And now the shot misses. Rebound. Here comes Riverside. They're not slowing the offense up at all. A three launched and missed. And the long rebound is going to be saved by Colbert. He will drive. Dish. The layup. Runner is up and good. So back up by Perry Spiegel, his 4th point tonight. 45-39. And a travel by Riverside as they come up the floor. And I'll tell you what, Coach Hermster's team does not take the foot off the throttle. They continue to run and shoot. And with that 8-point lead a moment ago, which is now a 6-point lead, they're playing no different than they did when they We're down 5. Parrish Beagle has the ball topside. Drives it to the free throw line. Gets it out on top to Jack Cottle. Goes to the right side. Dumps it in the corner to Korbelik. Back out on top. Parrish. He'll go 3. Got it, Parrish Beagle! That was a huge shot. 45-42. Ravens within 3. And we've got 4:50 to go. That's a lot of basketball time. Braden Chalfant with it for Riverside. Chalfant does not score. He has not scored in this game. Riverside has other guys who will do that. Now the pass down to the baseline is going to be hit for the Ravens. And Riverside is going to run Miles Edwards back into the game. Edwards in for Todrick Duncan. They will add height and leaping ability, but they're losing a lot of size in the middle, if you will. And for MHMA, Stanton Shepherd back into the game. The rebound comes in. They bounce it off the back of a Raven, and Nehemiah Byrne just picks it up off the floor and puts it in. The Raven defender put his back to Nehemiah Byrne, who was inbounding it. It was the old schoolyard ball game trick. You hit it off the back of the guy defending you, and then you pick it up and lay it in. Byrne did that. Riverside takes a timeout, and so do we. 4:35 to go in the game. Riverside 47, Morehamon Academy 42.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
.35 to play. Parrish Beagle puts it in play. Drew Connell brings it up. Stanton Shepherd, Colburn Korbelik, and Shane Soxie, the other Ravens on the floor right now. Riverside back on defense. Ravens kick it out on top. Colburn had to chase it back down. Brings it out topside. Colburn goes to the left. Little seesaw dribble, backs into the lane, stops, shakes his defender. The shot blocked from over his back. No foul called. Miles Edwards went way up high to reject that. From behind, and here comes Riverside. 4 minutes to play. Riverside with the basketball, leading at 47-42. Top side is going to be Bray Davies. Now they're running a little motion. Now they're going to slow things down, work the ball, and work the clock. Bird with it out on set. Swings it over again to Davies. Davies to Bird. They're just swinging side to side, dribble all the way around. Now the feed down to the baseline. It's going to get away from Stillman, but he's able to rescue it before it got out of bounds. Comes back on top, and again, Riverside running clock. They've taken a half a minute off. Out on top is Bray Davies. Again, Bird. Ravens have not begun fouling yet. Here they'll feed in the middle, and they'll kick it back out on top. Nehemiah puts a shot up and missed it. Rebound missed by Stanton Shepherd, followed up by Edwards. Missed again. Rebound underneath Stillman. He'll put it home. Xavier Stillman with 8, 49-42, Ravens down 7, 3:05 to go. MHMA is in jeopardy now. Running out of time, they're going to have to be very frugal with their possessions. Cottle looks inside, nothing there, and now the Ravens are just going to throw it away. Did they say it was touched by a defender? Oh, the official right in front of the Ravens bench says a Riverside defender got a hand on it. A huge break for MHMA. 2:50 to play. Ravens with the ball, and they are down 7. Goes to Stillman, right side, driving in. Stanton, shot, no, got fouled. Coming to the line for 2. Stanton Shepherd has yet to score in the game tonight. He's going to get an opportunity right here as he comes to the free throw line off the third foul by Braden Chalfin for Riverside. Shepherd at the line. First one. Got it. It's now 49-43. That was a big win. It makes it a two-possession game. One more shot for Stanton. Up. Off the rim. Nope. Rebound. Pulled down by Riverside. The board to Xavier Stanton. Here comes Riverside. And again, they're slowing it down topside, cutting into the lane. The shot goes up. It won't go in. We have a whistle. We got a foul. A couple of free throws coming up here for Nehemiah Bird. Nehemiah with 14 points in the game, leads all scorers. And he's up here for two. That is the second foul tonight for Stanton Shepherd. Bird taking all the time he needs. The first one, high and arcing and bounces away, no good. One more shot for Nehemiah Bird. It is still 49-43, but we're down now to 2:29 to play. One more shot coming up for Riverside. Bird looks and sends it. Oh, no good. Rebound, Parrish Beagle. Ravens breathing. Down six. Topside it goes, Soxie. Parrish. Parrish kicks it back over to Colburn, and it's going to be stolen. Another Raven turnover. Coming the other way, the shot is up and missing. Tipped around, missing. Offensive rebound, followed up and in. Off the bench, Miles Davis with 11. That's a big one. 51-43. Ravens down 8. 2 minutes to go. On the other end of the floor, the runner is going to be up and good by Colburn. Colburn with a half a dozen. 51-45. Minute 50 left. Out on top, Xavier Stillman. Down to the baseline. The sophomore. Easy up and in. Two more for Miles Edwards. He's come off the bench to score 13. 53-45, Riverside. Ravens taking a timeout. We shall also. The clock is the Ravens' enemy. We're at a minute 40 left in the ballgame. Riverside, 53, Markham Mount Academy, 45.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
For the Ravens, the ball will be put in play by Jack Caudill. Colburn Korbelik and Aaron Knoll in the game. You're going to have Shane Soxie. And rounding it out is Brody Mispagel. For the Ravens, with their work cut out for them, now trailing by 8, 53-45. The ball comes in. Ravens on offense. Skip comes out on the through. Minute 35 to go. To Soxie. To Knoll. Minute 25. Here's a long from the top. But no good. Rebound underneath Colburn. Follows up and missed. Rebound tipped out Riverside with the ball. Minute 15 to play. Riverside the basketball. Lead it by 8. The pass over to the left side. And Gray Davies is going to be fouled by Korbelik. Only his first foul. None of that is an issue. For the Ravens, it'll be team foul 6, so this ball will be put in play. Putting it in for Riverside on the near side is going to be Xavier Stillman. Stillman looking in, comes right side to the Ravens with another immediate foul, and this time it'll be Gray Davies coming to the line. Davies with 10 points in the game, has 1-3, the first points of the game, and he is 1-of-1 at the free throw line. That one was in the third quarter. He's come to the line here for the 1+. Gray Davies steps up. The left-handed free throw is short. Rebound, MHMA. Here come the Ravens with 1:05 to go. The pass out on top. Taken by Drew. He'll go a long three. No. Rebound. Saved down by Colburn. Ravens are going to save it in the corner. He's triple-teamed. Puts it off on top. 50 seconds to go. Aaron Knoll for 3. No. Rebound down to Riverside. And another Raven foul in the backcourt. Back again to the line will come Riverside with 45 seconds to play and an 8-point lead. It is a 1-1. And again, it's going to be Nehemiah Bird. He missed 2 just a moment ago. As a matter of fact, he is 0-for-3 at the free throw line tonight. Bird's first shot, airborne. He will miss that one, but a rebound down by Riverside. Cyclones are going to stretch the floor. And a quick foul again by Miss Pagel. We're down to 39 seconds to play. Brody picking up his second foul. Brody, Miss Pagel, doing the smart thing, making the quick foul. Nothing flagrant, nothing crazy, just making sure to put his team with an opportunity to go. Back at the free throw line comes Riverside. This time it's going to be Chalfin looking for his first point of the game. The front half of the 1-1 is good. He'll have one more shot coming up as he stretches his team's lead now to 9. Riverside looking for a double-digit lead with 39 seconds to play. It is up. It is good. He'll do it. We're taking a timeout. We've got a break. 39 seconds left in this one. Riverside 55, MHMA 45.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
We're in Blue Rapids, Kansas, where the Valley Heights Substate first round game here, first game of the night is about to draw to an end. 39 seconds left, and the Ravens in trouble down 10. And we picked up in the backcourt by Korbelik, and he will come into the forecourt with it. Colburn dishes right side. Aaron Knoll way out near the sideline. Will go into the lane. Turns, falls away. Shot is up and missing. Rebound. Pulled down by Stillman. Taken away by the Ravens. Blocked by Stillman. And here comes Riverside. 20 seconds to go. Riverside with the ball to the backcourt. We're going to have a foul by Aaron Knoll. Aaron picking up his first foul of the game. And back to the other end of the court we will come. 17 seconds to go. Coming to the free throw line for Riverside is going to be Braden Chalfin. He hit two free throws a moment ago. Braden, those were his only 2 points tonight, those two free throws. This one here, up and good. He is 3 of 3 at the line. One more free throw for Chalfin, putting his team now up 11. Second one, up and short. Ravens up the court, 14, 13, 12 seconds left of the season. Down 11. Here's Korbelik, cuts in, baseline runner is good. Colburn Korbelik with 8. 56-47, and the ball comes in, and that's going to do it. The final score tonight, Riverside 56, MHMA 47. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on KARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
There's nothing like the pride and excitement of seeing a loved one graduate, either from high school or college. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey from Union State Bank of Atchison. As spring approaches, you can honor your graduate's hard work by coming into one of our 7 Union State Bank branches to help him or her open a new account. Open a My Rewards checking account with only $25. Plus, your graduates can enjoy our mobile app wherever the road takes them. Celebrate your graduate with Union State Bank. Find locations at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
We'll be right back. for the hearing. Blue Rapids, Kansas, Valley Heights High School, where the first game of the night is in the book. And Riverside was able to come from behind in the second half and defeat Morehill Mount Academy this evening, 56-47. Recap of the scoring for Riverside. Tell you what, they were strong. Three guys in double digits with Nehemiah Bird leading the way with 14. 13 for Miles Edwards. He came off the bench and had a fabulous game. 10 tonight for Bray Davies. Following him, Xavier Stillman and Todrick Duncan, each with 8. 3 tonight on free throws in the fourth quarter by Braden Chalfin. Riverside is now 15-6. Morehill Mount Academy led today by Drew Caudle with a dozen, 11 for Brody Mispagel. Following them, it was 8 apiece for Colburn Corbelick and Shane Soxie. 7 in the game for Parrish Beagle. Stanton and Shepard knocked down 1. Ravens got down early, came back, tied the game, took a lead into the locker room. But a third quarter in which the Ravens scored only 5 points found them trailing. Riverside was able to keep them at bay and win this game. They will move on to play the winner of the next game up between Valley Falls and Valley Heights. You're going to hear that game at 8 o'clock live right here on CARE Radio. So that's going to be a while. It's an hour and 18 minutes from now. But we'll just kind of camp out here and bring you that contest. Hey, what, Bank of Atchison player of the game. Don't even know how to pick one. Let's talk about these seniors wrapping up their careers in high school here tonight with Colburn Korbelick and Brody Mispagel, Grant Coker, Eric Knoll, Kenny Howard, Stan Shepard, Andrew Schwinn, Eric Sanford, Shane Soxie, a tremendous group of young men bringing experience and leadership to Coach Kunicki's team. They will be certainly sorely missed, and they were outstanding and had an outstanding season this year. They wrap it up at 15-6. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. We'll be back bringing you the second game at 8 o'clock. Again, the final in the first one. Riverside 56, MHMA 47. In the meantime, we're going to put our feet up for a minute, kick it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. No one's going to take better care of you than Joseph. We'll be back at 8 for the second game.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on KAIR 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports Network production.